A good friend of mine, I quoted him actually yesterday. When I got married, when I was about to get married, so my good friend, Rabbi Shaul Robinson, he's now the Rabbi Lincoln Square Synagogue, we're in yeshiva together, and Rabbi Robinson told me a famous joke or a famous statement at a brit milah, when you give a kid a bris. So the saying that you recite, which is mentioned in the Sidur, is Kemosh Nikhnas the Brit, Ken Kenas the Torah Kub Masim Tovim. Just like you brought him into the covenant, just like you brought him into the Brit, the Bris Milah, Ken Ikanas the Torah Kub Masim Tovim. So too, you should bring him to learning Torah, and to getting married, and to Masim Tovim. Ray Robinson turned to me and said, you know, they say it's an odd thing. Why is the order that you take the child from the Brit Milah to Talmud Torah? That makes sense. To Chuppah, to getting married, and then to Masim Tovim. It would make more sense the other way around. Kemosh Nikhnas the Brit, Ken Kenes, the Torah, Ula Masim Tovim the Chuppah. It would make more sense to tell the person that you bring the kid, give him a bris, you take the kid and teach him Torah, you take your child and you teach him Masim Tovim, and then eventually he'll get married as well. It's a later stage. Why are you waiting until the kid's 20, 25, 30 till you're doing Masim Tovim? So people say that you don't understand Masim Tovim, you don't understand real chesed until you get married. Why? Because it's until you have an obligation, a constant obligation to another human being, where you have to kind of forego your rights, your being, your selfhood, we have to do something for someone else, and that causes friction, the complexity of married life, that's when you understand Masim Tovim. So let's be honest. I am standing in front of a room of young people. As another friend of mine, Rabbi Gan Sylvester, once referred to our time in Chir Haratzion as Peter Pan Land. Everybody's young. It's youth. Who's done anything bad in this room? We're going to get in a minute, as we did yesterday and the day before, and we'll do it the next day, and then we'll get to Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and then to Yom Kippur, and we'll do Al Chet. And let's be honest, I'm 50 years old. I understand chataim. I understand I've been around a lot of things in my life. Much more than you have. So what are you guys going to say these tefillot for? Not only that, let's also be honest. Who knows what in the world you're saying? Now, it's true, and I love personally, when I first came across this idea in Rudolf Otto. Rudolf Otto was a German thinker, Rabbi Soloveitchik loved to quote. And Otto says that the nature of Jewish prayer, some aspect of prayer, he was a Christian, but he was talking about Jewish prayer. The nature of Jewish prayer is that some words are undefined. You can't define them. When you approach God, the infinite, the undefinable, it makes sense. You as a human being can't possibly reach God in any verbal, sensible way. So some people relish in prayers they don't understand. I can give examples in my life. I remember my wife, who had a yeshiva high school background and was very serious about Hebrew, when we first were married, and she visited my hometown in Florida, where people didn't have yeshiva backgrounds and really didn't understand Hebrew, but they davened with a tremendous amount of kavanah. They noticed in the words they were saying, okay, so sometimes you can say the words because they transcend you. Because they are tefillot that were said 100, 200, 500, 700, 1,000 years ago, dating back to the Gaonim, parts of these tefillot. So that's powerful. But the center focus is sin. Chatanu, lefanecha. We've sinned, but is it true? Now, if you concentrate on the ikar aspect of Slichot, it's Yud Gil Midot. Hashem, Hashem, Kerachim V'chanun. And Am Yisrael sinned. Oh boy, did they sin. They did the Razara. I probably can't point to anyone in this room who did anything akin to what Am Yisrael did. Maybe you watched something you should have watched on television or on the screen, or you one time did something bad in school, right? You were nasty to someone, but let's be honest. It wasn't that colossal a mistake, right? It wasn't so great. But the yugo and midot are powerful. God said to Moshe, when Am Yisrael sin, let them say this, Hashem, Hashem, me, God, who am I? Kel rachum v'chanun erakopayim chesed v'emet. God describes himself. How? In these words. Kel rachum v'chanun erakopayim chesed v'emet. And the Rambam, listen to this golden Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, number chet. The eighth mitzvah says the following. Hatzivoy shistavinu hidamot lo yitbarach. That we are commanded to be like God. When I was in graduate school, they like to use Latin. So we said, imitatio Dei. That's what the Latin is, to be like God. And what is like God? He told Moshe, Kel rachum v'chanun erachapayim chesed v'emet. Listen to the Rambam. And the command was repeated again, lechet b'chol d'rachav, follow God, be godly. Uba perish in yan zen, what does it mean? Ma'akash baruch nikri rachum, afata hayet rachum. God is merciful, you too be merciful. We approach yugo midot, and it's not passive. It's not, I did sins, God. It's supposed to be proactive. You're supposed to be like God. So, did you clothe the naked? Did you heal the sick? When you're walking around in life, did you pass the beggar? Today, I was at grocery shopping, and I wanted to pass a beggar really badly. I'll admit it. But I had to stop and pay for my parking ticket. Like, that's a yellow parking pass, right? You go into the lot there, so you have to pay a little thing. So I gave her whatever, 5 shekel, 10 shekel. I don't really know her story. How often do we do that? Torah is about changing who you are. The Torah demands that you become rachum v'chanun erachapayim rav chesed v'emet, to be like God. So it doesn't matter necessarily that we approach God and say, yes, we're great sinners. It's true. Everyone's a sinner. That seems to be a general rule in Torah. But there's something else there. This is our chance to change who we'll be in the future. Can we be like God? I don't understand all the prayers, but the one thing I can understand is I can become a better human being. And that is really the demand of Slichot, and that's really the demand of Rosh Hashanah, and that's really the demand of Yom Kippur. Mahu nikra rachum, afatati rachum.